Okay, what's happening, guys? Let's crush this short and sweet and powerful Strong Life Insider. I'm going to read a quick excerpt from the book Think and Grow Rich. Here we go. There is no substitute for persistence. It cannot be supplanted by any other quality. Remember this, and it will hearten you. In the beginning, when the going may seem difficult and slow, those who have cultivated the habit of persistence seem to enjoy insurance against failure. No matter how many times they are defeated, they finally arrive up toward the top of the ladder. Sometimes it appears that there is a hidden guide whose duty is to test men through all sorts of discouraging experiences. Those who pick themselves up after defeat and keep on trying arrive, and the world cries, "Bravo! I knew you could do it." The hidden guide lets no one enjoy great achievement without passing the persistence test. Those who can't take it simply do not make the grade. Those who can take it are bountifully rewarded for their persistence. They receive, as their compensation, whatever goal they are pursuing. That is not all. They also receive something infinitely more important than material compensation. The knowledge that every failure brings with it the seed of an equivalent advantage. There are exceptions to this rule. A few people know from experience the soundness of persistence. They are the ones who have not accepted defeat as being anything more than temporary. They are the ones whose desires are so persistently applied that defeat is finally changed into victory. We who stand on the sidelines of life see the overwhelmingly large number who go down in defeat, never to rise again. We see the few who take the punishment of defeat as an urge to greater effort. These, fortunately, never learn to accept life's reverse gear. But what we do not see, what most of us never suspect of existing, is the silent but irresistible power which comes to the rescue of those who fight on in the face of discouragement. If we speak of this power at all, we call it persistence, and let it go at that. One thing we all know, if one does not possess persistence, one does not achieve noteworthy success in any calling. As these lines are being written, I look up from my work and see before me, less than a block away, the great mysterious Broadway, the graveyard of dead hopes, and the front porch of opportunity. From all over the world, people have come to Broadway seeking fame, fortune, power, love, or whatever it is that human beings call success. Once in a great while, someone steps out from the long procession of seekers, and the world hears that another person has mastered Broadway. But Broadway is not easily nor quickly conquered. She acknowledges talent, recognizes genius, pays off in money only after one has refused to quit. Then we know he has discovered the secret of how to conquer Broadway. The secret is always inseparably attached to one word: persistence. The secret is told in the struggle of Fanny Hurst, whose persistence conquered the Great White Way. She came to New York in 1915 to convert writing into riches. The conversion did not come quickly, but it did come. For 4 years, Miss Hurst learned about the sidewalks of New York from firsthand experience. She spent her days laboring and nights hoping. When hope grew dim, she did not say, "All right, Broadway, you win." She said, "Very well, Broadway, you may whip some, but not me. I'm going to force you to give up." One publisher, the Saturday Evening Post, sent her 36 rejection slips before she broke the ice and got a story across. The average writer, like the quote-unquote average in other walks of life, would have given up the job when the first rejection slip came. She pounded the pavement for 4 years to the tune of the publisher's "no," because she was determined to win. Then came the payoff. The spell had been broken. The unseen guide had tested Fanny Hurst, and she could take it. From that time on, publishers made a beaten path to her door. Money came so fast she hardly had time to count it. Then the moving picture men discovered her, and money came not in small change, but in floods. So guys, I want to stop from there. I know some people are thinking, "Oh, is this all about the money?" It's not. It's about kicking ass and taking names in the very things that you want to achieve, whether it's training, whether it's life. I've always said that it's of no use to have that big squat if you cannot apply it to life. And I'll also say this, I've been down many times before. These past 5 or 6 years, I wouldn't say I wasn't succeeding, but I certainly was not attacking life. I was not pushing to achieve anything of greatness. I was really just kind of laying low. I was ignoring the emails of people encouraging me to take the Strong Life podcast, turn it into a seminar, which became the Strong Life Experience. I just started thinking what we would call normal. And on the flip side of that, if you have what people consider a quote-unquote normal job, you cannot devalue that. If you love whatever it is that you do, whether it's a policeman or a firefighter or you work as an attorney, and we had an attorney come to the last Strong Life Experience, if you love what you do, then you are moving towards being awesome. That, to me, is a success. I answered a few questions in a recent Strong Life podcast, right? That's the longer podcast. This is the Insider. And it was a lot about, hey, my job or my career is sucking the energy out of me. Everybody that I'm around is a negatron. They're negative. They're a battery drainer. I was in that situation recently. I was in a situation like that in the past. You got to change those situations by taking action. Mark Bell told me that his dad said you should always be looking for your next job. So even if you're in a good place, it's good. It's a good thing to be looking to advance. It's a good thing to create change. Of course, the few and far between that love exactly where they are, then keep improving at what you're doing. You know, apply the relentless pursuit of excellence. So there you have it. This Strong Life Insider was all about persistence. I loved reading it. It was an excerpt from Think and Grow Rich. I hope you enjoyed it. Heads up, the Matt Wenning Seminar and myself has sold out on September 8th. The next event is the Strong Life Experience in Boston. Joe DeSena, the founder of Spartan Race, will be one of the guest coaches. And last night I spoke to a buddy of mine. He is awesome. He's been in the strength and conditioning industry for over 20 years. He's got some amazing life and business stories and training information to share. He's going to be a guest coach. I don't want to reveal who it is just yet. And the early bird discount ends in about 12 days. So if you want info on the Strong Life Experience, email me, undergroundstrengthcoach@gmail.com. We'll see if it's a good fit for you. But if you're in the Northeast, and I mean, we had people fly from Utah and Texas for the last one, make it happen. That's it, guys. Have an awesome Sunday. I'm out.